Hat Oristan gebeten, hat sich gelernt in Jiddisch, is heilige Jiden, Talmide Yeshive, ich darf nicht dein Bäckische, ich darf dem Mir. Welcome home. In the Heintige Pasha, there's a very long Pasuk. The first Pasuk is a very long Pasuk. Ve'yetze Yaakov, ve'yelech Harana. It's a very long Pasuk, 14 years. In that Pasuk, Yaakov Avinu, he makes a detour to learn in the Yeshiva for 14 years before he goes to base Lavan. Because, Vais Techais, before you go to a base, Lavan, you need to have some foundation. You have to have some type of a different type of learning. He spent 63 years learning in Beis Yitzchak. But Vais Techais is a different type of a learning in order to go into the base, Lavan. And Taka, that's where all of us, where all of our Gidl came before we went into Beis Lavan, the Welt von Trump, the Welt von Beis Lavan. Before we went there, we also had to spend time over here. Yeshiva Kedusha, Rechov Beis Yisrael. How much Kedusha on these streets, how much Kedusha. Sefer Kedusha, the Avira, the atmosphere, the Kedusha before we went to Beis Lavan. But Beis Lavan today, it needs more and more and more chizik. Dvarim atzichim chizik tamid. So we come back to the place where we were mekabel the Torah from Sinai. And we come back so that we can go with that chizik, with that foundation, and apply it to our everyday life. And over here today we'll talk Baz Hashem Kipchutay Mamish, how we can apply to our everyday life the lachis, which I would say of all of the topics, and I am Nogeya Badover, last year with sherry casks. Okay, for those that are not laughing, it means you weren't here last year. It's been 14 years. Or it's Ken Zayn, dimension for Steinisch, but red English, das Ken Zayn also. And I'm the Gevadavach Zugaich. I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, of all the topics, and this Yachikala, and the Agudi Yachikala, of all of the topics, this is the most chomer of all of the topics, the most severe, the most important of all of the topics that we have ever discussed. And we talked about a lot of the Heilige Torah. But the topic of Loshin Ra and Loisamad Adamri Echa, and maybe even praving himself of something that he's not. Checking a worker, checking out a partner, checking out a situation. Is it kedai to invest in this situation? Not. What am I allowed to say? What am I not allowed to say? The parameters. I tell you, Zugai Chabaisai, the shailas that I am seeing today, coming from American soil, I'm telling you, it's 50% of the cause of all of the Ponzi schemes. It's 50% of the cause of all of the divorces. Is 50% of the cause of all of the problems, is that this sugya wasn't up-learned properly. That's umsiyat d'shmaya of learning this sugya, and going into this sugya with the severity of how we're supposed to go into it, will give us siyat d'shmaya, that the Heilige Bashefer will give us proper shutfin, proper workers, a proper boss, proper situation. And that's why this sugya is so severe. It's so severe, we'll be discussing the most chomer of our Torah. The most chomer in Yonim of our Torah. 50% of the issues, Gevendlich. I'm talking about real, real numbers over here. You're talking about a pasuk, Lo yiseilech Rachel be'amecha v'lo yisamoid al dam re'echa ani Hashem. And in this pasuk, state the ganze, the whole sugya. It is no mistake, make no mistake, it's a treif. Somebody once came to the Rav, and he asked him a shaila, brought him the bone, the bainer, and he said, it's a treif. the person's okay. Posais told him that when he was first became a Rav, he was a young Rav, so he didn't want to say out of his mouth snitchein to say treif. He doesn't want to say that word, snitchein. So he decided he'll say snit kosher, snish kosher. And the person heard that snish kosher. Oh, you know, the Rav said snish kosher. By the time he came home, it was already snish lechatchila. By the time he got into the door, it was kosher. By the time that he gave it to his wife, it's kosher lechatchila. And by the time he was cooking, it's given edech haredes. So now, whenever a person comes to shazuk them, treif. And that, when it comes to Lashon Hara, the Heilige Rambam, Mezukter Harei, Zeh Machriv Es HaOilam. And today, with the press of a button, with a swipe of a finger lock, right? You can treif, the ganze Welt, You can make treif. And Lashon Hara, Zeh Machriv Es HaOilam. So when we talk about a topic like this, you have to know, Zeh treif. However, and I am going to say maybe the most shocking statement that you will ever hear. There is something worse than Lashon Hara. There's something worse, and that's shocking. And anybody who reads all those Heilige drops of ink of the Heilige Chafetz Chaim, he might not even realize to what extent, because the Chafetz Chaim spent pages and pages telling you about the Reza Machrev Zoilom. But the Pisrei Tshuva, the Sefer, Anor Chaim, not the same one from Yerdeya, in Simen Kufnun Vav, he writes that all the Sifrei Musar are marish, the Oilum, about Lashon Hara, but there is an Aveira which is worse than Lashon Ra, and that is Leisamoid Adam Re'echo, someone that does not reveal information about a worker, about a this, about whatever we'll talk about today, about somebody, and he'll let somebody else get involved in a bad situation, in a bad investment, in a bad shidduch, in a bad world, v'chulei. So then he's over on something much worse. I couldn't say those words, but Eshleib does. He writes, it's much worse. He's over on leisamod al dam reecha, domim tarti mashma. And to leave them, it's something that you have to go in with fear and trepidation. I must tell you that I have, when I hold over here, why am I the one that gets to give the shiur today? There's obviously much bigger Talmidei Chachamim that are in these buildings. Far, 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 not even afer kapis tachas regleihem, kipchutei mamish. But I have something that they don't have. I have something that nobody else has. I have a paper here from Medinat Yisrael. The Medina. I have a paper here from Shofet Saban, Shofet Carmel, Shofet Chumus, and they write like this. And I hold here a paper. I once had to give testimony for an Beit Mishpat across the street over there by the bad guys over there. And over there, I had to give a testimony. It's like the situation. You probably remember the story. There was somebody that the husband was a good yid. He was a good yid, and the girl wasn't, whatever, the kitzer. And she... she claimed after the marriage and everything all types of terrible things that he did, that he did not do. And I came to give testimony, edus, about, you know, the character of him, and I was involved in the marriage and I knew everything that went on. And when I got up to speak, I told them like this. I told them, Ichob Kasha. They're saying that I knew, and I didn't say anything. I knew what was going on. She was saying he was doing the worst things. At Tyre, he didn't do anything wrong. The only thing he did wrong was marrying her. Right? And that was it. And he's saying, I knew everything. It's true. She sat on my couch, told me every avera that he ever did. Every avera that his parents ever did. Every avera that the grandparents ever did. And she forgot to mention this, the worst of all, the worst things in the world that he was doing. Shem Shemayim. Shem. And then they're saying that, and they said that, so I said, so how come she didn't say it to me? They said these words, because she said that she tried to tell you, and you said it's Lashon Hara. You said it's Lashon Hara. So I got up, and my whole statement is in these pages, and I got up and I said, Ichab Kasha, am I on trial? I didn't, this fellow, he's the one on trial. And then the Pasuk says, all of a sudden, the lawyer starts screaming. She's screaming, Trino, Chumos, Matbuch, right? Going as they have to carry her out of there, right? I don't know. Let me speak. Shen? I thought the Pasuk says in our Torah in Parashas Kidoishim, Hey Lekeverta. It says in the Torah, Leisei Lechadachol Bamecha. Veloisamoid Al Damre Echa. Zukta Hey Leke Orchayim. I said it all there. They also didn't want Yiddish. puts these two things together. It's like the most noshaychus things in the world. Don't speak lashon hara, and leisamar adam reyecha. Not to stand on your brother when he's about to go down and he's about to suffer and everything and that, to worry about him, to save him when he's drowning. Zaktor Chayim. Because there's something that is a measuring stick. If it's Leiselchabnachrochalbamecha, but not in a situation where you're doing it because Leisamar Adam Reyecha. If you're doing it because Leisamar Adam Reyecha, you're doing it to help somebody else, that's not Lashon Ra, that's Lashon Toiv. Zaktor Achayim. And who knows? Only the Heilik of Hashefer knows if that's your Kavanah. Ani Hashem, state in the Torah. Rabbi Shapiro, what state in the Torah? Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, state in the Torah. So I said, I'm not on trial. Nobody ever had a suffix about me if I'm not a good rabbi. I didn't do anything wrong. So you're telling me that I was over on it. And that's not true. We have no reason to believe such a thing about me. I did nothing wrong. If she told me, I'd be mechuyev min haTorah to be listening to her. So the Medina Yisrael... All right, it's like this. Harav Kalus, where's the Shlita Chreisnish, the Bashay, you know? Hatzadik going Gornish, no, Rav Kalus. Every time I come here, Rabbi Spitz says, Tzadik going, no, the Medina. Kain Heyed Harav Kalus, Shlita. She was willing to do and to make peace, and she never told him anything. She never said a word to Rav Kalus, right? She Yadua, who is known as Rav Amid, is known as the Rav that follows the Torah, and you can rely on him and everything. And he was mitzake legamre because of this, because of everything that we're going to learn today. So if anybody needs some parking thing or something. And I make no mistake that Lashon Ra is Aser, what we will be talking about today is only Lashon Toiv. Person goes to an operation, one person cuts off somebody's arm. What's that called when he cuts off? It's called a Meshigane, it's called a Ritzayach, right? The same person, he cuts it off with Novocaine and he saves his life. That's what we're talking about over here. We're trying to figure out when something is not Lashon Ra, when something is going Lashon Toiv. That's what we're trying to figure out, the parameters. And then it's a mitzvah for him to speak. And this is really what we're going to try, Bez Hashem, to get through today. The Gemara Babasra Daf Lamites talks about if a person knows that somebody else has possession of his land, get up, it's a mitzvah of farisim. The Gemara says, and Baba, you all learned that in these Kodesh Kedoshim, in these Halakha walls. And Baba Basra Daf Lamites, if he's on my land, and I have to be moicha, not only that, be moicha, be rabim, other people should know, because Leisam Badam Reacha, what happened to Lashon Hara? It's not Lashon Ra. It's Lashon Tov, you're saving somebody al yaday. These diburim, the chakas yankiv, rebreish, the churn levracha, gor pachad dike tshuva, b'tabar abacher, v'tam gahat le'aleinu le'aleichem, v'tam gahat yana machla. It was the tshuvi's mash, we didn't even himself know about it. The bacher didn't even know about it. So he wasn't a bad person, but he held that you have to tell the girl. You have to tell the girl. He had to tell the doctor. He told the doctor, you have to tell, because al yaday this isn't Lashon Ra. It's Lashon Toiv. You're going to be saving. You have no right to hold back this information. Le'sam adam reyecha. So that's the type of shayla we'll talk about today, obviously more in working and business. And there's a lot of people out there that when it comes to Lashon Hara, they have no problem talking Lashon Hara, right? No, Chalila, right? I never speak Lashon Hara. My neighbors are gefarlich, right? But, you know, I never talk Lashon Hara. You better listen first the first time. I don't repeat Lashon Hara, you know. And there's some people, they don't talk Lashon Hara, don't talk Lashon Hara. Yeah, they talk. But when it comes to this, no, they don't want to get involved. Why doesn't he want to get involved? Because, you know, why should I get involved, Bichlal? You know, let him figure himself out. You know, 6'7". What do I need this for? If you're above the age of 50, don't even try. Don't even try. Rabbi Schwitzer, I'll explain it to you after. Rabbi Nissen Gain, what does he write? Es asher asarto hitarti. The es asher hitarti asarto. The things that you asked, I matter, the Hilke B'Shefer says. The things that you matter, I ask. The things you asked, I matter, the Hilke B'Shefer says. That's what we're talking about today. You know what? You don't talk Lashon Hara. That's why you don't talk Lashon Hara. You know how much more Lashon Hara comes out in a situation where you were supposed to have said that this person is not a reliable person, that this person, you're going to lose because of him hundreds and thousands and millions, and how much Chil Hashem is going to come out. You know what? Because you don't want to talk Lashon Hara, you know how much Machlekes and Sinna. And you know how much an ad kidei, ibad anefesh, haintikitzai, and shalom bayis, and everything in the world, what are you talking? You don't want to talk Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Ra. You should never talk Lashon Ra, nor Lashon Tov. But this, Kadama, is a b'shefer, shalei kashel b'dvar aloche, and that we should be able to say these lochas. You have shaylas, Rabbi Yisai, ask a shayla. I should be getting more of these shaylas. Your Rabbi and your Rabbanim should be getting more of these shaylas. Ask a shayla about this. Now you know the sugya. So ask a shayla. The Heilige Chafetz Chaim has berich around 5 tnayim that you saw. 5 tnayim. We'll see. Chamesh, Shem, Sheva, Shem, Shmoina. But what do I know? I just want to have something I can remember for the rest of my life. The next time I want to get a partner. And the next time I want to know, is he a reliable contractor? Is he a good carpenter? Is this somebody that I could rely that he's going to run my office? These are all shailas that were asked by people that are sitting in this room. Is he reliable? Is he somebody that's going to be able to manage an office? Is he? Yeah, is he not? I don't want to get involved. But he's not going to run. If he's not going to be able to run the office, what do you think is going to happen, Basayf? And you can't. You can't just like hide from this. You have to know the answer. But so you have to know what the shaila is. And then afterwards, you ask a shaila. But how am I going to remember this for the rest of my life? There was a great Jew that walked the streets of Yerushalayim, Meir Kodesh. He was called the Chafetz Chaim Yerushalayim, Shmuel Aminer, Zechron Levroche. And he gave an acronym to remember these tchanoim, these klolim, these 5 klolim of the Chafetz Chaim. And those are shtika, shin tof yud kuf hei. Shtika. And let's go slow. First I'll explain it, and then we'll get to the examples. As I go, I'll explain in Mitzvah Hashem just the basic, with a basic example, and then we'll get the cases. That's the Hashem. Shin, the first tonight that you have to remember is, I'm coming to now talk about, is this worker somebody that, you know, is he somebody I can rely on? Is this Sheitel Macher somebody I should buy from? Is this somebody who can manage my office? And all the types of shilas. Is it a worker that I can... She is boinin hativ. Shin is she is boinin hativ. What is she boinin hativ? It means, what you're saying 100%? A lot of times, a person, he says, you know, is he going to call him up? And he's a good worker. Is he somebody reliable in this, that? No, but you didn't feel you had a good experience with him. You say you can't rely on him. Is that accurate? You used to call him after hours, right? He bets him only works 9 to 5. You used to call him at 6 o'clock and ask him this. And the Taka, one time he didn't come when there was a big order and whatever. The reason the Taka didn't come, he really had a good reason, right? But you went and said, he's not reliable. You can't rely on him. That's not true. That's not yisboinin hativ. You weren't yisboinin hativ. You just said something. Let's see what you could say, what you can't. But, you know, you can say, he's a crook. You had a bad experience with him. You had one bad experience. You had a carpenter. The guy's a crook. What a crook? You had a bad experience. You know he's a crook. 25 years. He's an Erlich guy. I know the story. Somebody said about somebody. I'm telling you, I remember in Meshiv, he's a crook. Right? 25 years, the guy's an Erlich person. Never anything wrong. Nothing. Right? Nothing. But he remembers in Meshiv, he's a crook. He's buying a native. That's not Lashon Ra. Let me explain. Rabbi say, if you say about a Rav, that he doesn't have a good voice, he can't sing. No, that's Lashon Hara. If you say about a Rav, as a Moritz, that's Ritzicha. That's Ritzicha. If you say about a carpenter, you say, push it, the guy, you know, man, he doesn't know Gavna Balpeh. It's not a guy. There's no kid gaffling about that. No, I'm upset about it, right? But if you say about him, the guy pushing his work is terrible, this day he pushes, Gagget. We're talking like some little dam reich. I'm not just begging small things over here. We're talking about real things over here. So Yisbain and Native is the first, you know, Shtazach far. I know somebody with a Shidduch. He said about another Bacha, look, the guy has a real temper. He's the same halachas, really. Shidduchim, huh? He said he has a temper. Temper. I know the Bacha. They asked me, you know, you're Rabbi Kalis, you didn't tell us about the temper. I thought I didn't know about the temper. Tell me, I need to know. So I found out from the other Bacha. What was the story? The story was like this. The story was that this Bacha, he saw this bacher in question, the shidduch bacher, right? He saw him once walk into the bacher that they were asking about. So one time the bacher on the telephone, the retzeach, one time he walked into the other bacher's room, stepped on his bed with shoes. I'm not talking with socks. Fragnish alavai. It could be the shoes are better than the socks. I don't know, right? He pushed, stepped on his bed to reach something on a shelf from that bacher. I'm sorry, to steal something from that bacher. So he came in, he took it. Hey, what are you doing? He's such a target. Right? So I just screaming at him, and just get out of here, Michigan. What are you doing over here? Yeah, he has a temper. The temper. I would have taken out a shotgun. He has a temper. So that's not called Yisboin and Hative. I hear maybe the Chafetz Chaim would have helped him up right there. You know, but that doesn't mean that he has a temper. That's called Shalai Yisboin and Hative. That's number one. Two, Shtika Tofis Toyelis. Toyelis Tarti Mashmo. Number one, you have to be doing it lit Toyelis. You have to be doing it to else. If I say this is my way to get him back, right? This is the worker. It didn't work out by me. And he pushed it. I'm very upset with him and this, that. Or let's say this contractor, Yitaka doesn't stand by the times. It was impossible to deal with him. It's a case of where you're Yisbain and Hative, and there's a lot of time to be Yisbain and Hative. Right? And now this is your way to get him back. Don't use the guy. 100%. So you're not allowed to do it in order to hurt him. Obviously, everything we're talking about today is by Yid. Veneshvegan by a goy. A goy is a different no shaykhis, right? He's not a chich, he's not a reyecha. It's a handush no shaykhis, right? But when it talks, we're talking about a yid. So this guy's a yid, he's a erlich yid, he's a from yid. It could be chiloyim, it could be dinim. You have to know if he's a pekoyis, not a pekoyis, I know that shmuz. But we're talking right now about a from yid. And he didn't stand by the times, and it's 100%, and now you're getting it back. So you're over on nekama, and you're over on lashon ra. You're not, you're on Lashon Hara. What do you mean I'm over on Lashon Hara? I'm saving that person. No, it's called Lashon Hara. You're over on Lashon Hara. I once asked for Shel Yankov Fisher. You all remember Shel Yankov. You learned in the mirror maybe 30 years ago. Everybody went just to see. He had a buzzer. Remember the buzzer? I think he had that buzzer. He had a buzzer. If he didn't like what you said, he had a buzzer. Okay? So I went a lot of times. A day. So one time I asked him this shayla. I told him I have to speak about somebody. I have to speak about somebody, and you know he did me wrong and whatever. So, but I'm not going to be able to say it without feeling a little bit. What is that? So he said to me, "I'm tarnished. I'm tarnished. I'm tarnished. You can't do it." So I said, "Okay, so I can't." So he said, "No, Avadim was yours. I'm megmin. You sicher have to. Of course you have to. What do you mean? You're going to like stamp the dam reyecha?" I said, "Okay, so I should." He goes, "Avadim sicher no shayla in the world." He goes, "But you can't." Matarnished. This went back, forth, and then all of a sudden here, Verstehst? You have to work on yourself. You have to work on yourself. That's it. It doesn't work like that. You have to be able to do it with Toyelis. And that's it. Number one. Number two, it has to be a Toyelis. Tarti Masha. By the way, the only one that knows this is the Helik of a Shefer. Even your wife doesn't know. Only the Helik of a Shefer. Ani Hashem. He's the only one that knows that if you're actually doing it, L'tayelis, if you're doing it to get that person back, Ani Hashem. But it also has to have a toyelis. Verstehst? Was meant as it has to be a toyelis. Amol, just now, somebody already went to a certain Shaitelmacher that was definitely going to be not an easy person to deal with, to say the least. And Hamais, the person already gave the down payment. So, and she called after she gave the down payment. And she called already. She's doing it by her. She called. What's the story with this lady? Is she good? Is she reliable? Is she this? Is she somebody who stands behind their work? All this stuff, right? So now the person asked me, "Are you allowed to say?" I don't hear it anymore. She's not backing out now. She's already put down, what's a sheitel these days? So down payment must be 90 million. So, shekel, relax, Kimberly. Normal. 90, she put down a down payment already of $2,500. She's not losing it. So what are you doing? Yeah, I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. That's not tayalis. So that's shin tof shtika yud yisaviv. Over here is a wonderful chiddush from the Chafetz Chaim. That's a wonderful chiddush. Hey, look at Chafetz Chaim. And I'll give examples of Mitzvah Shem altogether. But yud is yisaviv. If you can dray out of it. Yisaviv, to get out of it. How do I get out of it? So the Hilkah Chafetz Chaim brings a raya from the Gemara Sanhedrin, where's Gemara Yud Aleph, I think. The Gemara says over there that when Achon, Otam Giganef, he was the original Panzi Shaygetz, and he went and he stole from the Chedim. That Yeshua comes, the Gevalt, it was a tragedy. It was a Neira tragedy. 36 Tzadikim, Dos, Lamed Vav Tzadik. Kitzer, who did this? He came to the Heilige Bashefer. Who did this? Zukta Heilige Bashefer, Kevyachel. Zukta, Kvichi Dilter, I know. Kvinopal Lashin Hara, Heilige Bashefer, the Shechina Lane. I don't talk Lashin Hara. Go and ask Yerim Vatumim and whatever. Like David said, runs Yerim Vatumim also, right? But the Chavetz Chaim learns from over here that if you could just get out of saying Lashin Hara, somehow you can get out of it, you get out of it. Well, be a marshal. Marshal. Let's say that person comes and he asks you about this carpenter and this one or whatever. So if you have a big, you know, mashmoyis by them, it's your son or whatever, it's a brother, it's uncle, they'll listen to you. Say, I don't know about him, but I know this one is great. And they're going to listen to you. So why do you have to say this one's not? Or why do you have to say something bad? If you can get out of it, in every case you can get out of it, but it has to be on the radar. It has to be on the radar. Am I able to get out of it or not? The same thing. You don't have to tell them always, this person is no good. You could say, this person would work better with you, and for what you need, this person would work better, or something like that. You're not saying there's something wrong with that person. Why do you have to say, Adav Shal Ginai? Then it would be Lashon Ra. Then it would be Lashon Ra. Kuf is something difficult. We're going to talk about it a little bit more by Riches. Shtika Kuf is Kav Amishkolot. You have to weigh. Kav Amishkolis. Weighing. You have to weigh the words you're saying. You have to weigh the words you're saying. You have to learn the language. When I say something, what is he hearing? And also, you have to not exaggerate. You say that, listen, this worker, nobody gets along with him. Look at that. Nobody gets along with him. He has a mother, no? What, a hot tattoo. Mother, I killed her. Well, you know what? Somebody likes the guy, you know? Somebody likes the guy, right? You don't have a right to say that. He's got the worst temper in the world. It's a Tibetan. Why do you have to talk like that? It's not even true. It's not just being native, right? It's not true, number one. But it's also kavim shkalis. You're not allowed to exaggerate. You have to say the words. And this is the hard part. The hard part is you have to know the oilim that you're talking to. You have to know your audience. You have to know your client who you're talking to. So when I say, this goes both ways. There's some people, they want to know, was he a good worker? And you're not an enthusiastic type of a fellow. Right? You're not an enthusiastic type of fellow. So they say to you, how was he? Yeah, he did his job. Pashit, you never had any issue with this guy. Everything was great. He came on time. Pashit, when he comes into the room, it's like, you know, the sun comes into the room. The sun, mamish, he makes people warm. Pashit, he makes people grow. He gives light. He's a beautiful person. But you know, you're a little bit of a cult a person. He said, yeah, he did his job. Right? So what the other guy just hear? What does he get? What did he just hear? He's going to steal all the business. He pushed the worst guy in the world. Probably doesn't even use deodorant. No, you have to know who you talk. Kava mishkailis. You have to weigh all the words. You have to weigh the words. And the last one, and then I'll go to examples of Mirat Hashem, is unnecessary hefsid. Hefsid. You might have a right. I weighed my words. I said them. Just by native, it's 100%. This is somebody who he's impossible to deal with. He really is. It was very hard. He's not going to, you know, the people in the office are not going to like him. He's somebody very difficult. And I'm doing it at Tayelis. I have nothing against this guy, Bichal. And there is a Tayelis. He's looking into the guy right now. And there's no way out of it because I don't have a shpa over there. And I'm not going to say he's the most impossible person to ever deal with in the world. And he's like, look, Lamaisa, for the operation that you have, it would seem to me that this is not the man for the job. And I'll give you one example why it's not the man for the job. I did everything I can. But the person you're telling it to is going to now maybe do with this information. I'm giving you one example. There could be others. But you have a right, like somebody at Damrei Echa. We have to choose here. There's two neshamas over here, verstehst? There's two neshamas over here. I have to worry this neshama or that neshama. So we say, look, like Samra Damrei Echa says, I can't stay back. I can't sit back and watch that this person gets damaged. I can't sit back and watch this person gets damaged. So it's not considered a maisera. Now, what if there would be unnecessary ra that happened to this person? Nobody who asked for that. That's unnecessary hefsid. So if all it was going to stay by him, I'm not going to hire him. So then that's great. So the Chafetz Chaim says, that's wonderful. Then you're supposed to. It's like Samda Mariacha. But now let's say a story that happened, recently. So somebody, there was a contractor, and he didn't stand by the times. That's why this example keeps coming up. He didn't stand by the times. And he didn't stand by the times. And it was very difficult, and it wasn't easy to deal with him. And he was asking him, how is your situation? And he said, look, I don't know about anybody else. I had a very, very difficult time with him. And he was, he didn't stand by the times. And it was very unpleasant all the way till now. It's still unpleasant. I have nothing against him because now, I gave up already. He's a real tayelis, let's say, a tzaddik and whatever. And he couldn't get out of it. The guy was asking him, you're not going to tell the guy. So he's going to go and take this contractor and be miserable. That's not nice. That's like Samad al-Dam Riecha. The only thing was, there was unnecessary hafsid. Because this person, he's like one of those evil bloggers. You know what I mean? One of those like real, real, real evil, evil people, like from the Nebuchadnezzar type. And he went and just like, posh, it spread it everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. This contractor, stay away. Stay away. Ruined the guy's parnasa. In Gansen, ruined his parnasa. The guy called me. Am I shielding in this? I told him, you knew he's a blogger? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, for sure. 100%. Avada, you knew that? So I didn't think for a second he was going to say it. I thought he was asking for himself. I go, it's a zaver to be stupid. For sure. About it's a zaver. There's no shayla. It's the biggest zaver in the Torah. What do you mean? Right? You don't have to do a tshuva. The story happened to Erev Yom Kippur. I said, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. When you kill someone, I don't know. Maybe it's next year's Yarchik. I don't know. What do you do after you kill somebody? Now he has no more panasa. Who could sleep at night? So that's shtika. And now we could learn. Now we're all equal, Baisai. Now we're all equal. Shtika. She's buying a native. On every shaila, we have to go through these five tanayim. She's buying a native. Is it 100% what I'm saying? Is it tayelis, tarti mashma? I'm doing it latayelis. And there is a tayelis, right? Yud, yisavev. Can I get out of it? Kava mishkoilis. Way every word. Sometimes you have to say more than the way you're saying it. And sometimes you have to say less than the way you're saying it. I got a shy recently. Along recently, somebody asked me about a bacher. He was asking me, this bacher, isn't that Talmud Chacham? I don't know the person who's across from me. I don't know, right? My musogim of Talmud Chacham, Yichav Gezein Rav Eliashi, Yichav Gezein Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Yichav Gezein Nosen Svi Zichron Levracha. I saw the greatest people that walked the face of planet Earth. He wants to know, is he going to be a Talmud Chacham? I don't know what his... I told him, he learns, he this, that. He says to me, I fill out the situation. He says, like my oldest son-in-law, I don't Chaim Kanievsky. Pasher Chaim Kanievsky. Another he asked me, is it like my other son-in-law, is it Grace of Talmud Chacham? So I said, then this boy, Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky. You have to know your clientele. The word Talmud Chacham by him means he can get up, but Hashem Baruch Hu, he makes a joke, he doesn't say a word. So I'm just Talmud Chacham. I'm just Talmud Chacham. So that's the shtika. That's the problem for you guys. I'm one of you. That's your problem. I thought, now what's going on? Where's Rabbi Jaffa? Where's it from? What's going on? They don't have me, do they? They don't have. Let's get to work. So I'll give you cases. These are what I think about. These are cases that came in. And let's see. Somebody told me his landlord, for months and months, he didn't get steam. He didn't get steam from him. He didn't get, and it was impossible. He couldn't live there this winter. He couldn't live there anymore. He didn't get steam. He kept the whole time saying something. And the guy, he wasn't able to put in those, electric ones, the electric heaters and stuff like that. Baldira didn't want that his apartment should blow up. You imagine that? Right? And so Mamela, he couldn't, so he told me, what do I say? Well, let's see. Let's do all of these things over here. Let's see. He's by a native. I don't know how he was with other tenants, but this is 6 months that he's not giving steam, so it's pretty good. I can't say he's the worst landlord that ever lived, right? I could tell him, listen, and I'm not doing it with Ellis, he's an inutile, he's not a whatever, he can't get out of it. You're gonna tell him, no, I don't wanna be involved, I don't wanna be involved. I'm a good person. You're a shaggot, you're a Pashat Ritzayach and a murderer, right? Pashat, this little baby's not gonna have steam because of you, right? Think about it like that. So I said, would you tell him? It's like this. Get it in writing, right? And if I, he has to put it in writing. I give him an example. Get it in writing. And if you don't, then I'm not paying the rent, whatever. Put it all in writing and whatever and this, that. But you're allowed to say. You don't have to say he's the worst guy in the world. Somebody was looking into a partner and Badai should be Doirish and Chayker and all that stuff. No Shaila. In very important, Nikud, I should speak out. It's not one of the Tznayim. Very important that you must tell the person that you are calling. You saw that in the Halakha Chafetz Chaim, the Olam Sotah, I saw in the Maamar Kaimis, that you must tell the person that I am calling that this is not stam curiosity for some gahagit the cats. I'm talking here, I'm asking you, Litoyelis, I want to know, is this partner good? You can't just call up the person and say, tell me about so and so. You know what you're over on, says the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, you have to look good in that Chafetz Chaim in the Hagah. The Chafetz Chaim, what do you mean? At the end of the day, I got my information that he's somebody I should stay away from, right? I called up, I said, I call up my, it's always the brother-in-law, right? So I call up my shvager, I tell him, tell me, what's the story with that guy? He doesn't know why I'm calling. I also don't want him to know. It's an investment. You understand? This is a shvager, that shvager, So I call him up. I say to him, Zugmeir, what's the story with so and so? Your shvager, he spends a lot of time in the mikvah, a lot of time. So he says, Yanam, he starts telling you this, that, and everything. Right? You know what Chafetz Chaim says, Yoivron? Even though I needed all this information. Chafetz Chaim, he says, at first, he says, well, maybe Yoivron Hashem Yislach Lai. He thinks he's doing an Aveira. Right? He thinks he's doing an Aveira, and you're being machshel him in thinking he's doing an Aveira. He thinks he's talking Lashon Hara. Really, he's not. I don't understand that side b'chlal in the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim himself, if you look good in the Chafetz Chaim, he doesn't finish with this. He says, no, you're over on Lashon Hara kipshutai. Because you don't have the heter. If you don't have these five tanayim, he's not doing it with tayales. He's doing it to be ra. So then it's leiselech rachel ba'mecha. You're over on the pasuk of the Torah 100%. You're doing it to be ra. So you don't have a right in that case. So you call up about the partner, you should be Dairish and Chayker. By the way, also you'll ruin your children. Derech Agav. It's not my Mosier. You should ruin your children for sure. 100%. Rebbeim have to know this. Everybody has to know this. All the time, he's on the phone. He's talking Lashon Hara the whole entire time. It's Lashon Taif, right? So you have to tell your children, I am answering now. I'm looking into a partner right now. And if you hear me talking like this, I am not talking Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is right. Rabbi Kallis has papers from Medina Israel and whatever, right? Kids, no games. You're going to ruin your children. Pasha can ruin your children if they hear you speaking Lashon Hara the whole entire time. But what Lashon Hara? I'm a tzaddik. I'm matzal nefashis. He's pashit a member of Hatzalah. What are you talking? The Chafetz Chaim says another tonight. He says you can't ask a someone who's a soine. And you have to remember, kol umen soine b'nei umnasai. What do we do about that? You're asking this guy about real estate. Is this guy someone in real estate that I could rely on? He's kol umen soine b'nei umnasai. You can't even ask him. Not sure what to do about this, and this one's hard, because a lot of times you have to ask someone who's in the market, versteht? But as a state, in the halacha, as a state, nope. And let's say I know that there was a worker that stole, and I know he's stealing from somebody. I know a worker that's stealing. I know somebody's stealing. So, the Chizkuni says, Du steht in the posik loisig noivu. Why does it say loisig noivu? Why does it say with the extra vav? It says it. He says because it's fei gneivus. This is the gneiva erves nemt alein the ganif, and then there's the one that's enabling the gneiva. He knows about the gneiva, and he's not saying he's loisig noivu. Verstehst? He's also over on Geneva. Was er steht in der Chizkuni in der Pasik. So you have to say. Everyone's had a schreckliche Scheile. There's a lady, she was stealing in the shuk. Bacher called me and said, I'm looking right now. She's pasha taking. What do I do? If I say something, this guy's coming out with the whole ganze tabel chumas. You know, he's gonna start screaming at her. I'll be pechavei berabim and this that. I don't know. Better in this world than in the next one, though. No? I don't know. Better in this world than in the next one. He has no right to go and scream and embarrass him, whatever. But what am I supposed to say? And then she's taking what's not belonging to her. So lo yisamid al dam riecha. You know, these are the klalim. And sometimes you have to figure, my God, I just remembered a story. It's an interesting story for the oilam. Somebody told me that there was a child that broke a window. Right? It was all of you once also, so don't, you know. There's a child that broke a window and the kid ran away and somebody saw it. So he asked me, can I tell the, what do I do? He asked me. So what's our first reaction? Good American Samaritans, go straight to the owner and say, your uncle just broke the window and whatever, come out with the belt and whatever, No, a very good oiler. You have no right to tell the guy why, because your uncle's potter, because he's 8. That the Gemara Baba Gama says that the Ingelach, Kindelach, are Pekiyasa and Ra. You're not allowed to tell because this guy is going to come and he's going to make him pay and he's going to hit him in Shlagzach and Dust and Shmais and he's going to start screaming. He doesn't even know the money. The Eibishter was the one that's a brach in the defense there, who broke the window. Because he's not high of this little guy. Now, what you should do, I told the guy, tell the father. If Eilich father wants to know, Eilich father is going to pay. Eilich father, at least when he gets older, Chazal say to pay already. But you have no right. Now, if you see the kids a mazik in the neighborhood or something, it's under shmuz. Because then there's a mazik, so then there's a different gather, right? Maybe a daftach taka patch, yeah? But you have to understand that would be totally in these rules. What do you mean? But lashin toiv and leiselich rachel badmecha, we just said his kafif to leisam adam riecha nachon, but he's not chayev, ani mamet munish leim, that he's potter. V'cheina, v'cheina. Another shayla. Somebody taka asked that shayla that we spoke about. But for the sake of time, I'll tell you a few more shayles. One shayla is like this. Somebody was asking, can he get a job of managing an office? He's going to come in there and manage the office. We know what that means. It means he's going to be firing and hiring, right? But firing. He's going to be coming in and seeing who's not doing a good job. That's this sugi mamish, right? So he asked me, am I allowed to take this job? Am I allowed to take this job? And Mazayda Zechran Levracha, he has the same shot to Ramosha Zechran Levracha. The IRS, and Dustin, are you allowed to take such a job? So what I told him? I told him it's better you that are asking these shailas than somebody else. Verstehst? You should take the job. Somebody else shouldn't take the job. The guy that's going to take the job, so he's going to come in there. I told him, you come in there, you're Yishamayim, and you're coming in there. He wants you to fix up the place. He doesn't want you to fire. He wants you to fix up the place. So you tell the guy, look, you're not doing a good job. I'm going to have to tell him that the job is not getting done. And then you give him a chance. Machenkin, some other guy comes in there, starts telling him, he's bad, and that's bad, and everything is bad. So yeah, you're allowed to take the job, and you have to go in with that with the Erlich Kite. You have to help another yid. If you are in danger of being damaged by giving this information, that's a very serious shaila. My Zayda, the Chavis Yar, he has a tshuva about this in Reis Tamachdalid and Cheshem Mishpat. Let's say you're in danger, either physical danger, if you're going to tell on somebody, you're going to get damaged physically, or monetarily, which is a lot of times the case. He says, Mefurish, it's the same Gedarim as a Shabbos Aveda, and Avedas Chakoidim, Mamoin Chakoidim, and you have to be careful. I would ask Shailas on that one, because people are very quick to say, Chaye Chakoidim, and my mom is Koidim, and my Gelt is Koidim, and my everything is Koidim. So you have to ask a Shaila, but you have to know that I'm not Mechayev to lose money or lose life or lose something for this. But that's definitely something that one needs to know. The messy worker. Somebody asked me that they asked him about a worker that he had. And he said, they asked him, what's he like in the office and the matziv. He told me he was very messy and it annoyed everybody there. And so he said, is he allowed to say? I think so. He wants to know. He wasn't asking him about his job. He's asking him in the office atmosphere, what's his matziv, right? He said, the guy is pashut, I say it nicely, pashut slob. And it does bother people in the office. I said, you have to say it in a shame. Don't say, Ichveis, you ever see, the homeless guy by the beast train over there? Pasha, worse than that. You know? They don't say it like that. Tell him, look, he's not the neatest guy or something like that. You're giving the message and you're allowed to say it because in an office atmosphere, if that bothers people, it was that type of office. There's some offices that fakert, if he's neat, it bothers people. Right? But, kefi the matzav. It's no, that's l'chayra. That is l'chayra how you would make the gedar. Another shayla, very interesting shayla, this one, is that the head of a hospital, he had a shayla. This shayla went to no less than the head of the hospital, Tzitz Eliezer, Waldenberg Zecher Levracha. He asked him, a lot of times at the end of, it could be anywhere, I'm just giving the example, was what the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer was talking about. But it could be in any work situation that the boss, a lot of times, the CEO, he has to give a report about this worker, this worker, this worker, and the mailer, then they have to decide, is this worker somebody we want to keep on? Is it somebody we don't want to keep on? V'chulei. So Tzitz Eliezer writes, oh, what's the problem? Excuse me, he's allowed to do it. That's his job. Nothing wrong with that. And he's doing it. Let's say, he says, but he has a secretary. And he just tells the secretary, and she writes everything he says. Or sorry, she types everything. Ah, today, probably it's much easier. You can just speak, and the child doesn't even start today. Today, just say, Alexi, as a das, and a yant, and a das. And just got upon him. When the shayla was negated, Tzitz Eliezer says, Mistama, there's no Te'elis in that. Why does she have to know? Why does she have to know? Then he goes on to say, no, but l'chayr, you could be meikel. He said, it's impossible. This is part of his job, and he's working, and he's busy, and this, that. So he says, mistami, you could be meikel, because ekim ta'adayte dahochi. The worker comes, adayte dahochi, that in the end of the day, somebody might talk about me, and they're going to do bikoirit on my, they're going to inspect me, and whatever. L'maisa, I asked the shayla to the melech shal kol beis yishal about a different type of a case. To Rav Eliashiv, Zecher, Tzadik, Levrocha. And Rav Eliashiv was b'shum panim v'oifin, not maskim. And he said these words, Chveis to Tzitz Eliezer. Chveis, he sat on the base then. He said, I know the Tzitz Eliezer, and I'm not maskim. Chavos nisht. He said, doesn't believe you could be moichel that sarguf. He doesn't believe it's moichel b'leib shalim. He doesn't believe Azuktas is a smacht also. He came in Adas came, but he thought he would do a good job. He didn't think he was going to get introspection. And the Ash was chilik b'tkifis. Grata today, I'm not even joking. I just realized in the middle of the Shia. Today, it's a little bit better. You just speak it right into your own computer. And it doesn't machlekes. Rav Liashiv and the Tzitz Eliezer. Interesting to machlekes. The Sheitel Macher. That Shaila that just came up. I'll tell you the Shaila. The lady said she does not stand behind her work. I brought the sheitel in. So she said to me, she's asking me about her. I told you in the end, the story there wasn't Sonegeya because she already made a down payment. But let's say she didn't make a down payment. Right? So now she's asking you, is she a good sheitel macher? She says, look, sheitel macher, this woman, I had so much agmas nefesh, people ask me all the time, you can make a shechiyanu on a sheitel. They always ask me, I tell them, the husband, emes macher of a boch dayin emes. In the gas, emes macher mamesh, a boch dayin emes. I go, and she's never happy. When she came to the guy, I've never met a woman that comes home and says, wow, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. No such thing, right? There's no such thing, right? Yeah, when your wives ask you, what went on today at the Yarchi Kal, he made fun of Shaitels. He made fun of you. Don't tell them. But they're never happy. So it's not so simple. But she told me, look, I'm telling you, I never had such a bad experience buying Shaitels for 20 years. I never had such a bad experience. And people mama suffer in this type. So let's go slow. Is it just by a native she's going to say the words that I had a bad experience? Okay, she did, and she's being on. I can't go into that kishkes. If she's MS, she's MS. What can I tell you? So she says, I'm just buying a native. I'm doing it Latay Ellis. I'm not getting her back. Only the Abishter knows that. I don't even know that. Right? Even I don't know that. Right? It's Tayelis, yes, because she hasn't given the down payment. Yisaviv? So that I told her, why can't we get out of it before I knew that there was a down payment? I said, hey, why do you have to say anything? Why can't you just say, look, I have a different Sheitel Mach, had a wonderful experience with her. I don't know this, that, no. This one's a wonderful experience. You can do that. That's a Yisaviv into Jaitzel Chirom. Kava Mishkoilis, you have to weigh every word. You can't say she's the worst Sheitel Mach in the world. She never stands behind her word. You don't know if she never stands behind her word. How can you say those words, right? But on the other hand, you definitely, and what if it's unnecessary hafsid? Right? What if you know that the person that you're speaking to is a big mouth? Right? It's a grace mouth. A grace mouth. Right? What are you going to do now? You're going to go and ruin this lady's parnasa? Right? They're going to ruin this lady's parnasa? You have no right to ruin this lady's parnasa. Say, bazai, now Now you're equipped to go back to base level. Now you're equipped to hire workers. Now you're equipped to have partners. Now you're equipped that the Heilige Bashefer should bestow on all of you. Siyata Dishmayo.
Amen.